This year, we were able to go to the Middle East, to two different countries. We visited about, you know, five bases in each country. And then we were able to go to Northern Africa and Djibouti. They get pretty excited, you know, because they're over there for, you know, 6 to 9 months to a year. And they, you know, they don't get to see a lot of home. They're away doing, like, the same job all the time in, like, a small base and, you know, not ideal situation. And to have part of home come and visit them is really nice. They get really fired up. I mean, they get really excited. They have a good time. Every USO trip I've been on, there's just been packed with, like, Browns fans. You know, every base, every location, there's somebody with a big flag. There's just a huge contingent of the military is a Browns fan for some reason. It's really fun for me. It's great for them to be really excited. I mean, they're up at 4 a.m. to watch these games. You know, it's a reason to, like, keep going kind of thing. And it's fun for us to come out there. We ask them a lot of questions. You know, they get to show us what they do. They get to ask us a few questions, you know. It was a good interaction there, and I think they had a good time. I think I choose to, you know, appreciate the military because, I mean, I think what they do is fascinating. I'm, like, constantly asking people questions about it, and I think it's a real noble cause. You know, you are serving, you're putting your life in risk to help other people. I think it's just important in order to just appreciate kind of the sacrifice our military members go through. You know, they're doing a really hard work. They don't really have a lot of freedom what they choose to do. I mean, it's a great opportunity, and they definitely, I think, get to see and do a lot of things a lot of people don't. And that's why I think I'm so lucky to be able to get to go there. Because, I mean, without the, you know, four-year commitment, I'm able to see and do things that people really have to devote their lives to do. One of the real fun days was we got to go to the flight line. They took us out. We got to see all these airplanes, you know, the U-2 bomber, which was made in the 70s, I think. Forgive my history. You know, going out there and seeing some of that stuff and seeing these, you know, really cool high-tech pieces of equipment. You know, the F-22 was fascinating. Seeing, like, the cargo planes, the communications planes, you know, just really cool things that you don't really get to do that often. There was a reason I signed up for the second one, because that's such a great time the first time. You know, everyone wholeheartedly agreed after the first trip. You know, it's 7 days, and you're tired, you're flying, you're doing a lot of traveling, and we all agreed, like, without a doubt, I wish we could do another week.